That takes care of, gentlemen, all of the public hearings. Now we move on to old business, and our first case is 11,800, the William Hayes case. He's taking a variance from the front yard. Excuse me.
Although it was a long video, it was interesting. I think it proved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I made some notes. Should I go over them real quick?
Yeah, make some notes. Make some notes, and I'll see if I agree with you.
From what I saw, it went from Tuesday, June the 21st, to Saturday the 25th. It was a very short time, but in that time, what I saw was there was a lot of traffic on 13 there, and it's very busy. Right. That the applicant has vehicles in the setback and the illegal signs in that setback. The patrons constantly were backing out onto Route 13, suggesting that there was obviously no parking and there were turnaround issues. The vehicles pulled into the shoulder regardless of the parking situation. The neighbor also parked a vehicle in the setback illegally, which just compounded the hazardous situation, in my opinion, and probably shouldn't have been done. I think it was extremely negligent on the neighbor's behalf to do that, because it just made the problem even worse. He could have used some barriers like pipe or rope or something. Also on the 25th, there was the activity increased beyond those illegal signs with vehicles all the way to the shoulder, and also with some human activity. So the problem just continued to get worse. I think, in summary, obviously there's a problem with vehicles parked in the setback further there's additional violations, and approval would be, on our part, would be irresponsible. Based on the testimony in the video, it appears that the applicant may have possibly even outgrown the property. The opposition had stated that there was no room for customers to pull in, turn around, and exit the property safely. And I have to agree, based on what I saw there on the video. And then in rebuttal, Mr. Hayes testified, and he disagreed and said that there was plenty of room, but that video sure didn't show it. He's maxed it out. I guess if he was, he claimed the reason that he needed the vehicles out there was to show that, there was it was an automobile dealership and people missed it. People weren't missing it. What I could see is people were pulling over on the shoulder because there was no place to go onto the property.
Mm-hmm.
If he had been asking for a sign out in that setback to make the visible the property visible, I could understand that. But what he's asking for is, in my opinion, something that we would, in our approval of such, would be totally irresponsible.
On our part,
yes.
John, I agree with you. I watched it for quite a while. It was long.
Yeah.
It was long, and it just kept repeating itself.
Over and over.
And everything he, John, has said about it is true. And I just believe that, you look at everything you looked there was in violation. Everything was in violation. The signage was in violation. To approve something like this, I just think it would be just adding insult to injury, or something like that. So I agree with you. I would not be in favor.
Me neither.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Sure.
I believe we had, not only was there a video, but I believe the applicant was given an opportunity to submit a written response, Ms. Cornwall. Did we ever receive anything from the applicant on that? I know we had gotten a link for the board to review the video, so I just want to make sure that was the board was given the opportunity to review that.
Given that opportunity.
We may have forgotten to put it into the packet that the applicant did submit a rebuttal to the video.
Okay. Do we have a copy of that we could have for the board to review this evening?
I would need about 7 minutes to get it.
Perhaps a short recess so that we could have
good.
That. I think that'd be appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to put this to bed.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
If it takes 10 minutes, go ahead, because I'd like to get it to bed tonight.
Oh, you need to go, okay.
Well, you want to keep on going, or?
I'm not watching that film again.
Yeah, we could knock out the next one while she's taking.
Yeah, we can move on to the next one, right, while we're waiting?
You certainly can.
She needs to be here for that, no?
Then what I would suggest is that just say that move to the next item on the agenda, and we'll come back to this one this evening.
Sure, that sounds good then.
So moved.
Okay.